Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. A large group of supporters has gathered in front of a West Oakland home, which was taken over by a group of homeless women who are now facing eviction. KCBS's Holly Kwan's on the scene where she says the mothers do not intend to obey a judge's ruling to leave the premises.
Yeah, Susan, it's pretty unlikely that Alameda County sheriffs would show up this morning to enforce a judge-ordered eviction that gives these moms 5 business days to leave. You know, this after the women occupied this empty home here at 30th and Magnolia in mid-November. The homeowner, Wedgwood, a Southern California real estate investment group, wants to flip the house, but is now offering to hire low-income youth to help do the work. None of this sits well with the 80 to 100 supporters out here on the sidewalk, including Oakland City Council Person Rebecca Kaplan.
Stop demonizing these moms. These moms are trying to help their children, and they haven't caused harm to anyone. The Oakland Community Land Trust has offered to work with them and to purchase the home from Wedgwood, so the language about stealing is not appropriate. You know what is stealing? Doing an illegal foreclosure that takes a family's home away from them.
This is the largest gathering of supporters that I've ever seen that's been so quiet, and that's on purpose. They say they don't want to disturb the neighbors. They do want to disrupt the inaction over homelessness. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Thanks, Holly. Weekend highs and lows for a robotics team at a San Francisco high school. Its newly built workplace and storage shed broken into for the second time in less than a month. Members of the Ruth Asava School of the Arts Cyber Dragon say they lost $11,000 worth of tools and materials in the two break-ins, first on Christmas Eve, the second over this past week. One member of the team says beefed up security after the first incident didn't help. Good news, however, when word got out, the team's supporters came out in force. A GoFundMe campaign to replace the supplies fully subscribed to within 24 hours. San Francisco police still investigating.
Law enforcement officials say the black market is one of the main reasons there have been so many laptop thefts and car break-ins in the Bay Area recently. KCBS's Matt Bigler joins us from outside a San Francisco coffee shop with more on this story.
Now, Susan, once a laptop is sold on the black market, its data is erased and the notebook is resold, usually overseas, netting the thieves a couple hundred bucks per device. Law enforcement officials say that's one of the main reasons that laptop thefts seem to be on the rise at Bay Area coffee shops.
I saw one in San Rafael where they just got in the back of the line, turned, stole a laptop and ran out.
Austin Carmichael says he now sits in the corner at Starbucks and takes his laptop with him when he goes to the bathroom.
Kind of sucks, but yes. Whereas before, I could leave literally everything out. Go to the restroom, order something different, even talk to the baristas. Now, not so much.
According to the Mercury News, laptop thieves are targeting Apple MacBooks and Dells, and they may be behind a recent rash of car break-ins as well. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
FEMA officials say PG&E owes the agency money for helping out during the wildfires. KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports those officials say they may have to bill wildfire victims if the utility doesn't pay up.
FEMA says they're owed almost $4 billion for helping victims in wildfires that have either been found to have been caused by PG&E or are suspected caused by utility power lines, and they want the PG&E bankruptcy case to reflect that. At this point, the money would have to come out of the settlement for wildfire victims, and that, says State Senator Jerry Hill, it's just not okay.
It's unusual for FEMA, in my opinion, to go back and go after victims to try and force them to pay for something that we all pay for. I mean, that's where our tax money, that's the best use of our tax money.
FEMA has not responded to our request for comment, but PG&E released a statement saying FEMA does not have a valid legal claim against the company, and quote, the bankruptcy court has approved our settlement agreements resolving all major wildfire claims. Attorney Eric Goodman is representing a committee of fire victims in PG&E's bankruptcy case.
We don't want that money to be used for that purpose. I think it's as simple as that. We want the money to be used to compensate the victims.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.